You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. More than 400 immigrant children remain in federal custody after being taken from their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border. That's down from 2,500 children since the spring, but that doesn't mean the facilities that care for these children are freeing up space. The New York Times reports that the number of unaccompanied children in shelter is at its highest level in years. WNYC's Beth Fertig has been covering the impact of the Trump administration's immigration policies on New York, and she joins me now to discuss the latest. Hey, Beth.
Hi, Jamie.
So you've mentioned that 400 separated children are in federal custody. Do we know how many are left in New York?
Originally in the spring, we were told about 300 kids were sent to New York who were separated from their parents. Now, I believe the number is close to 40, and that's based on information from the Legal Aid Society of New York, which is now a party to the national lawsuit by the ACLU against the government.
So those children, they're in shelters?
They're not like homeless shelters. They're in congregate care, like boarding houses, or they're staying with foster families. And these kids are in New York City, Westchester, and Long Island.
The New York Times reports that the shelters that take these kids are at capacity. So why is that if the children who were taken from their parents at the border are being reunited?
It's because we're talking about two different types of kids, Jamie. The ones who were taken from their parents and were sent to shelters, those shelters usually take what are called unaccompanied minors. These are usually teenagers from Central America. They come to the U.S. alone or with a sibling, and then they wait in the shelter until they're sent to stay with a sponsor while they pursue their immigration case. Usually it's a relative or a parent who is already in the U.S. who takes them. The thing is, those kids never stopped coming. So even though there are very few separated kids left in the shelters, the Times reports that there were almost 13,000 unaccompanied minors in shelters this month around the country, which is a lot more than last year. The system's at capacity.
How many of these unaccompanied minors are here in New York?
Well, it's really hard to get an answer. I tried calling a lot of the places like Cayuga Centers and Abbott House in Westchester, and I can't get information. And the governor's office can't get information either. They say that these shelters like Cayuga in Harlem, which has hundreds of kids, they have federal contracts. They don't have to tell the state what they're doing.
Why is this number of kids so high in the shelters?
Well, the kids keep coming because they're usually from El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala, these very dangerous countries with a lot of gang violence,
right,
a lot of poverty. These people see their only hope for a future is to come to the United States. But then once the kids get here, they stay in the shelters longer than they used to. There's no new spaces that are opening for other kids to replace them. Last year in New York alone, almost 4,000 kids were placed with sponsors in the 12 months leading up to September of 2017. But since then, from September through July, in a 10-month period, only 2,400 kids were placed. So that's not a full year, but it's still a lot less than were placed last year.
So what's preventing relatives from sponsoring these unaccompanied minors?
Immigration advocates say it's because of a change by the Trump administration. They added new rules for people to sponsor the kids. They do these deep background checks now for everyone in the household, and that information can be shared with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. The government says this is to protect the kids from things like human trafficking, but the advocates say if there's an undocumented immigrant in the household, they're not going to want to be fingerprinted and risk deportation. But even if they do come forward to sponsor a child, this vetting process seems to be taking longer. I spoke with Anthony Enriquez. He runs the Unaccompanied Minors Program at Catholic Charities Community Services here in New York. He's representing a teenage boy who has a relative in New York who's willing to sponsor him, but this relative has not gotten clearance yet from ICE after 2 months.
There's been just unexplained delay with that. We have no idea why it's taking so long, and now are now receiving word that this child might be transferred to Tornillo, Texas, to the 10th city that the government, federal government, has set up there to house unaccompanied minors while ICE performs fingerprint checks.
That 10th city he's referring to in Texas, the federal government is setting it up for more unaccompanied minors.
So what's the danger to the kids of having to stay in these shelters for long periods of time?
Well, experts say they're still in federal custody. They don't go to regular schools. They don't have family with them. And the longer they're there, they're going to start to feel like nobody wants them. They're young children. And I should add, if a child turns 18, they can be sent to an adult detention center, which is literally a jail. though there's currently a lawsuit in Washington, D.C., in a courtroom there that's seeking to stop that practice, and it's brought by the National Immigrant Justice Center.
All right. Thank you so much for keeping us apprised. That's WNYC's immigration reporter, Beth Fertig. Thanks, Beth.
You're welcome.